Good morning. A very good Christmas morning to you. Welcome to our service this morning. It's great to welcome you from New Zealand as well. We've got some friends out there at the moment, and they said it's too hot today to go outside on Christmas Day. Too hot even for their barbecue on the beach, which I think was the plan. The only thing that's better about a UK Christmas is that it's not yet finished. It's only just started. Yeah, they're about 11 p.m. at night, and it's all over for them, but we've still got the whole day ahead of us, which is great. So Roger and Fiona say hi, and I said I'd pass on their greetings. A couple of cracker jokes, which I like to do at this time of year. What do you call a cat in the desert? Sandy claws. How do snowmen get around? They ride an icicle. Yeah. How many letters are there in the angelic alphabet? 25. The Christmas alphabet has no L. No L. No L? No. Knock, knock. Mary. Merry Christmas. Let's get on with it. Joy to the world. Let's stand and sing. Advent wreath behind us, four candles around the outside, and he says, looking to his notes, though I think I memorised it, oh here they are, that's good, four candles, one representing the prophets. What did I say? Four candles? Four candles. First is representing the prophets, looking forward to Jesus coming. Through your descendants, all the nations will be blessed. The second, so that's the patriarchs. The second is the prophets. Therefore, the Lord himself will send you a sign. The young girl will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. The third candle is for John the Baptist, who proclaims the Saviour, "See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me." And the fourth candle is for the Virgin Mary. "You will be with child and will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High, and the Lord God will make him a king forever." And of course, the final candle in the centre is for Christ, God with us. Let me light the fifth candle. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and redeemed his people to shine on those living in darkness, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Let's join together in this prayer. Lord Jesus, light of light, you have come among us. Help us who live by your light to shine as lights in your world. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. God our Father, today the Saviour is born, and those who live in darkness are seeing your great light. Help us who greet the birth of Christ with joy to live in the light of your Son and to share the good news of your love. We ask this through Jesus Christ, the light who has come into the world. Amen. We sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. That night, in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep, and all was quiet. Shh. All at once, an angel came down from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened. Ah! But the angel said, "Shh! Don't be afraid. I have good news for you of great joy for all the people, which will make them happy." Hooray! Today, in the town of King David, a Saviour has been born to you. He's Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will see a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth to everyone who has God's favor." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying in the manger. They praised God quietly. When the angels appeared to the shepherds, they announced, "I bring you good news of great joy. A Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. God has sent his Son into the world. Let us be rejoiced and be glad." Let's spend a moment just of reflecting and of saying sorry to God as we remember the wrong things that we have done. But we also remember through Jesus, he has come and brought us forgiveness. So let's join together in this prayer of confession. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you in the wrong things we have done, in the wrong things we have said, and in the wrong things we have thought. We are sorry for our selfishness. Thank you for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus, to be our Saviour. Thank you that through him we are forgiven and have become your children. Amen. God, our Father, thank you that you loved us so much. You sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be born for us and to die for us so that we can be forgiven and be your children. Please help us to change by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's join together in the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to sing again. But it's going to be a little bit special. This song is often these days known as "Good Christians All Rejoice." Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. But I've gone back to the original for the first verse. "Good Christian Men Rejoice." Because I'd like the men to sing the first verse. And I'd like all the men, if you would, just to stand where you are. Stand where you are. We've got enough men. We can make this one work. We're going to sing the first verse, and then we're going to get the all to join in for the last two verses. Can you pitch it right for us, please?
Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. Hosanna before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today, Christ is born today. Good Christians all rejoice, with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss, Jesus Christ was born for this. Christians all rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave.
Christ was born to save. God, you one and God, you all, to gain his everlasting hope. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
If you'd like to be seated. So, happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas.
That was all right. Okay, it is the celebration of Jesus' birthday today, and it wouldn't be right if we did that without saying happy birthday to Jesus. Now, you should have all had a party popper when you came in. It's a bit traditional if I'm involved in a Christmas morning service that we sing happy birthday, and then after we finish, you set off your party popper, and then I get to clean up afterwards. It's great. Okay. So, oh, did you? Are there any who didn't get a party popper? Yeah, they're out the front. We wouldn't want you to miss out. So, if you get your party poppers at the ready, they've all gone. And I think we're going to have a note because I can't start you off on the road. Ready? There's always one, isn't there? Who's last?
I'll actually use this mic, I think. Okay, we're going to have a bit of a story. Just in case you've forgotten the Christmas story this morning, we're going to have a bit of a recap.
Okay. And it will involve you,
maybe, getting some chocolate, okay? Because this just isn't just any Christmas story. Let me fast that forward. This is the chocolate Christmas story, okay? Does anybody know the chocolate Christmas story? Okay, well, we're going to tell the story. I'll give you an example. Oh, without breaking this. Okay, so once upon a time, a young girl called Mary heard a something from the angel Gabriel that she was to be the mother of God's son. But how could this be? So the something is a chocolate bar, maybe a well-known chocolate bar. Maybe you can guess which chocolate bar that is. No? I'll give you a whisper. Village. This one's a bit kind of on the line. Any guesses? Any guesses? maybe not. Let's see. Are we giving up on that one? Snigger. Yes. With Mary to the town where he was born, to Bethlehem, which was miles away. With hardly a to their name, they had to walk most of the way.
A dime.
Okay, next one. It was a long... Oh, there's two in this one. This is a double whammy, if that's the right word. It was a long journey for a young girl so heavily pregnant, but Joseph thought that some would do them good and give them a Okay. So Joseph thought that some...
Chocolate.
That's not playing the game. Okay. Any guesses? This isn't... You're obviously not chocoholics, you see, because... Okay. Some 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. time out. Thank you, I get the chocolates. Okay, we'll do them good and give them a
boost.
Thank you, I get the chocolate. You can have it afterwards. Where's the next one? Later on the journey, they decided to stop for a hands up, don't shut up. Sarah?
Right.
No. 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 It's a specific thing they might have stopped for. Picnic. Fantastic. It's a bit of a different story. When they arrived, Joseph desperately tried to find a place to stay, but there were no hotels available on any something for this couple. It's slightly more dramatic than the actual story. Okay, any?
Quality Street.
On any quality street for this couple. Okay, next one. Right. The chocolate bits at the top. Okay. They found somewhere to stay and Jesus was born. It's a time. It's a time. After eight. Okay, that night in the field near Bethlehem, some shepherds were minding their sheep. It was so cold that the grass was.
After eight.
Chocolate.
Kinder Surprise!
Kinder Surprise! Okay, meanwhile in the east there were some wise men. They were real.
Warned them that King Herod was up to his old...
Right, so, it's Christmas Day. Who's opened their presents? All their presents? Sarah? Who's had to open their stocking presents? Anybody get stocking presents and that's as far as they've got? No? Who's opened one present? Who's opened zero presents? Oh, majority, you're very good. I just opened some stocking presents and I have to say that there was a recurring theme. And the recurring theme was chocolate. I got a chocolate coaster. Look at that. What was that? And I also got a chocolate DIY toolkit, which is very handy. Okay then. Did anybody else get any weird and wonderful gifts yet? If you did open your gifts, those of you who did you get anything? Dad, this is my dad.
My daughter bought me a pair of the biggest plastic ears you've ever seen. She went deaf in my
life. Only occasionally deaf. We thought we'd get us through the day. Okay, so it's nice to get gifts, isn't it? We all like getting gifts. And in the Christmas story, in the proper Christmas story, there was the wise men who went on a very long camel ride to visit Jesus and bring him some gifts. But the thing is, there's more to the wise men, the wise men's part of the story, than just that. See, they weren't a gift delivery service, from a gift delivery service company. And they weren't crazy old rich men who thought, you know, I haven't got anything to do, let's just go off on this little trip and, you know, see who this is. They had seen an extraordinary star in the sky hovering over Judea. And they knew that that meant that there was an extraordinary and special person who had been born in that place. And they didn't hang around for to wait for a special announcement. Off they set off on their journey on camels, I think. Now, I've never met a happy camel. Any camel that I've ever seen has been, like, really grumpy and really smelly. Have you got any camel admirers in the room? No? Okay. Yes, they spit, they're grumpy. So, from my point of view, if they did travel on camels, it wouldn't have been a very comfy ride. And they wanted to see this person. They wanted to know why this extraordinary star was there. And they were desperate to encounter Jesus. And they were prepared to leave their comfy lives and their, you know, all that they had to go on this long journey on these grumpy camels. And they arrived at Jesus' house desperate to worship him and bow down before him. Now, very often in the nativity plays, it's all about the, we bring you gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But they came second. The gifts were special, but their desire to worship and honour Jesus was at the heart of their journey. And I think for us who know and follow Jesus, it's not enough just to tell the story. It's about living the story and living lives of worship and desiring to encounter Jesus. So then we become the stars that then lead other people on to encounter Jesus in their lives. And for those here who maybe know the Christmas story, maybe you've heard it millions of times, but you don't follow Jesus, be encouraged that you are loved and valued and accepted because Jesus was born for you. So as we celebrate Jesus' birthday today, and we remember that, may the desires of our hearts be the same as the wise men, to worship and adore Jesus for who he is. We've got a prayer. So we'll say the prayer. No, reading together. Father God, thank you for Christmas cards and presents. But most of all, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Christmas trees and lights and family and fun.
Most of all, thank you for Jesus.
Okay, let's stand to sing the closing song, hymn, carol. Take your pick. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, will you?
Very quick notices. We are not meeting tomorrow. Thought we'd give you all a day off coming to church. But we are back again next Sunday, the first Sunday in the new year. And we're going to be following, what's it called? On the Road with Jesus. That's our series next term as we go through Mark's Gospel. And we discover who the real Jesus is by hearing and seeing what the first people who met Jesus heard and saw and felt and were wandered by and explored. So that's what we're going to be doing week by week running up to Easter in the new year. So I hope that you'd like to come back and join us for that, unless of course you're visiting from afar, in which case we obviously wish you well and do send greetings back to your own church family there. I think that's the only notice I've got, actually, apart from to wish you a very happy Christmas. And thank you for joining us today as we have celebrated the birth of Jesus with streamers. Yes, great. We'll find a black plastic bag for Emma for later on. That's great. Let me say a prayer. Holy Jesus, by being born one of us and lying humbly in a manger, you showed us how much God loves the world. Let the light of your love always shine in our hearts until we reach our home in heaven and see you on your throne of glory. Amen. Amen. May God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light, bless us and fill us with peace. And today, no less than any other day, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Very happy Christmas to you.